Gdzie?
Tutaj jeszcze.
I'll do that. Okay,
you start. You do that. Okay, Rabbi Isai, good morning. We were speaking on Friday about the position in davening where we say L'dovad Hashem Ori V'Yishi. And we said the position number one, that some Kehilas say L'dovad Hashem Ori V'Yishi is before Ashrei, before Kriyas HaTorah, right? In other words,
after Tachnun.
After Tachnun and before the Kaddish. And we said the reason.
In harvest, no.
They do it in Hagas, they do it in Vishas, they do it in other places.
Right?
We'll come to that. There are other Minhagim. There are two other Minhagim. We're talking about Minhag of some places, and we said that the reason for that is because there are 13 Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Dovah Hashem Ori V'Yishi.
Don't press 5. It's done.
In the Dovah Hashem Ori V'Yishi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is mentioned, Yudkei Vovkei, 13 times. That's connected to the Yud Gimel Midas Shel Rachmim, and therefore in the place where we say in Tachnun, Nusach Sfat, and as well in Slichas, if you say Nusach Ashkenaz, this is the position where we say the Yud Gimel Midas immediately after Shemini Esra and before Kriyas HaTorah, before Ashrei. And therefore, the Yud Gimel Midas belong there, therefore the Dovah Hashem Ori V'Yishi also belongs there. That we said on Friday. We also fadin something. We fadin something because there is a klal of ein marbim b'kadeshim. The one doesn't add unnecessary kadishes, yeah? We don't say unnecessarily kaddish. And therefore, if we slot it in before the chatzi kaddish, which is immediately after Tachnun, then we're not having an extra kaddish specially for the Dovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi. So I looked up this inyan of what's pshat ein marbim b'kadeshim. What's wrong with it? Yeah, what's the problem with Ein Marbim B'Kadeshim? So the
Mishnah. Many shuls wouldn't agree with it.
Pardon?
Many shuls would not agree with it.
Yeah, there's a famous story. You know, there's a famous story of the with the Sfardim. Yeah, somebody davened by the Sfardim. Yeah, and they said Aleinu, and then Yid Gadal V'Yid Kadash, and then they said Sheshe Yid Gadal V'Yid Kadash, and then they said Adon Olam Hashem Malach, and Yid Gadal V'Yid Kadash. Yeah, and then they said Pekei Avot Yid Gadal V'Yid Kadash. Somebody went up to this Sfardi and he said, Hayitochen, you know, so many Kadeshim, one after the other. It says, in Halacha, Ein Marbim B'Kadeshim. And the guy said, Zu Halacha, Ein Marbim B'Kadeshim? He said, Ken, Zu Halacha. She said, oh, Yitkadal V'Yitkadash. Okay, so tomorrow, B'Liyadu, we'll continue about this inyan of Ein Marbim B'Kadeshim, and that's why they slot in the Dovid Hashem Ori V'Yishi earlier. Shalom Aleichem, Reb Alan, we're happy to have you back. This is Torah Way, Northwest London, Zion Elul, 31st of August. And our speaker is Rabbi Alan Kimchi Shlita, and the subject, if I could read it, would be Ya'achas Sha'alti Me'is Hashem.
Second. Good morning, Barav Rabbi Isai.
Good morning.
It's always wonderful to be here. And haven't been here for a little while. Probably for about 3 years, I think. But in the meantime, we've settled down in Eretz Yisrael. And then they took me to Australia for 2 years, and I was in Melbourne for a couple of years in Rabbonus in Melbourne, Australia. And now we're back in Eretz Yisrael again. And here we're on the way to Eretz Yisrael, and in fact, flying later today. Back to Eretz Yisrael. So I wish you all a Tzibach Sefer Teva and a good Kibben Shtior. It's always a pleasure to come here to this shul, both in terms of the Beis HaMedrash itself, which I've always enjoyed very much, having lived around the corner, and this is my closest Beis HaMedrash. And secondly, this program of Tear Away is an amazing program, and Dudi Itzkovich has got a big zechus with his Chaverim having launched it. I'm sure other people involved as well. And we all wish him a refuah shleima, that please God, he should get his strength back. a few moments today really on the subject of this really magic posuk. I can only use the word magic because it's the central posuk of a perek of Tehillim, which is so important to us, which Chazal chose for us out of the whole of Sefer Tehillim as the introduction to the Yomim Noroyim. Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem, Oisai Avakesh, Shivti Beis Hashem, Kol Yemei Chayoi, Lachzas B'Noah Hashem, Olavakya Be'Echoloi. What does this posuk mean? So David HaMelech appears to be asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Achas Sha'alt, all I want, I'm only asking for one thing. Like your wife will sometimes say to you, I just want one thing, right? One thing for you, that's all I want, one thing. But David HaMelech saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's it, all I want is what? Lachzas B'Noah Hashem, I want Kirbas Hashem, I want to be able to sit and to be able to be Mizbeinen, and be the Kedushas HaShchinah. I don't have any other requests. Chazal and Meforshim find this pasuk means it is tzorich iyun, because of course David HaMelech doesn't ask for one thing. David HaMelech, thank you so much. David HaMelech is Melech B'Yisrael. Thank you very much. David HaMelech needs lots of things. He needs he needs victory in his milchama. He needs to have. He desperately wants to build the Beis HaMikdash. He wants to, he's, as a Melech B'Yisrael, he's responsible for the economy and the military and for all the Kayach of Klal Yisrael and for establishing the whole Zera of Malchus Beis David that we daven for every day, as Tzemach David Avtocha Meirat Atzmiach. David HaMelech wanted a million things. He wanted for himself a Refuah Shleima and his children, and he wanted Shleima HaMelech to be his successor. There are endless list of things that he wanted. Why is he saying here, Achas Sha'alti, I only ask one thing? What is a bit ba'amkus here? If we engage a little bit this morning for a few minutes, but tzorich iyun, there is an amkus here to this pasuk, which I'd like to share with you. In two drachim, I want to give you two different mahalchim. One is the Mahalech of Pshat, if you like, with the Malbim, and the other is more Bederek Remez with the Chidah. The parish of the Chidah, Tehillim, is really magnificent, because the Chidah, of course, is explaining all the Teiras, the Arizal, in his Perushim. The Chidah was one of the most significant Rabbonim in the Sephardi world, 1700s. And his writings really became Yesedistic, both in the Halacha and Hashkofa. So let's have a look first at the Pshat level. It's always a good idea to start with the Pshat. What could it mean, Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem Oysa Avakesh, knowing that, of course, David HaMelech really needs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu 1,000 different things, right? In every field of his life, he needs from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yeshua and Nitzachon and Hatzlacha in every different field. What is the Achas Sha'alti? So the Malbim has got a very brilliant analysis of this pasuk, which is both brilliant, I think, in terms of diktuk, and also Bashkofa. He says there's a world of a difference between a she'ela and a bakasha. Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem Oysa Avakesh. There is in everybody's life she'elos and bakoshas. We tend to think that a she'ela and a bakosha are synonyms. They both mean the same thing. It's what you're asking for. So he says, no, it's not true. She'elas are the everyday needs that a person has for gezunt and for pranos and for shalom bayis and if you're a leader of klal yisrael, you need an eitzot teiva and you need nitzachon b'milchama. What we don't need, protection from our enemies. We need protection from ballistic missiles nowadays. Lots of things that we need, right? So the she'elos are mischadshes b'chol rega. Every moment you've got more she'elos. But bakasha is something else completely. A bakasha is, what is your ultimate goal in life? What are you aiming at in everything that you do? But in actual fact, it's a question of, what we'll say in English, between means and ends. Everything that you ask a HaKadosh Baruch Hu for parnasa. And if he asks you, why do you need parnasa? So you're telling, because you've got a family. Why have you got a family? In other words, in actual fact, when you boil it all down, David HaMelech is saying, Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem Oso Avakesh, that actually I have one bakasha in life. And that bakasha is Shivtu Beis Hashem Kolim Echaya, is Kirvas Hashem. It's true that to get there, I need 1,001 things every day. These are the shaylas. We find a similar thing. The Malbim speaks about it a bit more in detail in Megillas Esther, where Esther says, "Shaylosi ubakoshosi." Right, right. And in fact, the king asks her. Chresh asks her, "Ma shaylosich Esther Malka uma bakoshosi?" You see clearly in Megillas Esther the difference in shayla and bakosha. And eventually, when she reveals herself, she says, "Nafshi b'sheilasi, v'ami b'vakoshasi." My immediate request, my sheila, is my own life. But actually, my goal in life, the actual ultimate bakosha, is Klal Yisrael. Now that she's willing to sacrifice her life for Klal Yisrael, so she's got a sheila and a bakosha. And the important thing in life in general is to be able to distinguish between she'elos and bakoshos. And it could be, according to the Malbim, and this is one of the reasons that Chazal gave us this mizmor as a lead-in to the Yomim Noraim, because the Yomim Noraim are days where we can clarify a little bit what our ultimate goals in life are. We have, of course, immediate goals, immediate needs every on a day-to-day basis to organize our life properly. But what are we really aiming at ultimately? And that's really when we stand before our Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rosh Hashanah, Malchus Shamayim, that is, we get a sense of that there's something, an ultimate goal in everything that we do. The truth is, the Rambam made a big issue out of this concept in several different places in his writings. If you have a look, for example, in Hilchos Deos, chapter 3, the Rambam's got a whole chapter there, which he bases on the pasuk "Bechol derochecha do'ehu v'hui yasher chasecha." "Bechol derochecha do'ehu" means, says the Rambam, whatever you're doing, you're going to sleep, you're getting up, you're having breakfast, you're going for a walk, you're looking after your family and children, everything that you're doing, you've got to have in mind, over and above the immediate effect of what you're engaged in, you have to have in mind an ultimate goal, that it's all in order to be closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and increase your Avodas Hashem. That's the only reason why you're looking after your health, why you're looking after your Shalom Bayis, why you're looking after your Parnasa, is in order they should all lead towards Avodas Hashem. If you have time to have a look at the Hilchos Deos, chapter 3, you'll see a masterpiece of the Rambam. Not that the Rambam needs my Haskama, just by the way, but the way he writes about how every detail in life has to be done with a kavana l'shem shamayim is exactly what the Malbim here means by the difference between the she'ela and the bakasha. And that's according to the pshat, achas sha'altim es Hashem osa bakesh, that I've only, in everything that I ask for as a she'ela, I only have one bakasha. And that is shooting with Ace Hashem to bring me closer to my Avodas Hashem and to the Kedusha of the Shkina. There's another very interesting example of this in the Chumash, when Parshas Vayeshev, that Yosef goes from in order to look for his brothers, and he gets lost along the way, right? Vayintoehu ish vehinehu toye basodeh, that he gets lost, right? And what does the ish ask him? Ma bakoshosech, ma tavakesh. What are you looking for? What are you looking for? So on a simple level, it means, where are you going? But he doesn't ask him, where are you going? He could say to him, which direction are you going in? But he says, ma tavakesh. I think that's why Chazal suggests that this ish was actually Malach Gavriel. He was not asking him a practical question. He was asking him an existential question. He was saying, your entire existence, right, is aimed at a goal. What goal? What is your goal in life? And he says, what does Yosef answer to that? As achai onochi mevakesh. Ultimately, what I want in life is to unite the family and work together with my brothers in unity and in harmony. And the Malach says to him, Nosu Mizeh, they're already left that idea behind, and they're not interested anymore in unity. They've abandoned that. But the Tavakesh element is a question that a Malach asks us every day. Ma Tavakesh. And particularly Yomim Noraim is a time for clarifying what our ultimate goals are over and above our immediate daily goals. And I think that is the pshat level of Achas She'alti. Beruchat Arvei Melech Olam Shakon Yibor.
Amen.
Nice coffee, thank you. And now I want to give you a little bit of a taste of a perush on this pasuk, Bederech HaRemez, right? Bederech more approaching the Mekubalim, the way the Mekubalim look at it, that Achas She'alti Meis Hashem actually means something else completely. And as I say, this comes from the writings of the Chidah. Let me start, actually, from a Sfas Emes. Sfas Emes on Parshas Pinchas, where the pasuk there says, in Parshas Pinchas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that when they go into Eretz Yisrael, lo'ele techole ka'aretz, that the land has to be divided up among all the Shvatim, and ach b'goyrol yechole ka'aretz, it'll be divided up by a lottery system. Then Yeshua will be given a lottery, as indeed we find in Sefer Yeshua, there was a lottery, and in that way everybody got it. The word chelek there appears three times in the pasuk. Techolek, yecholek, ach b'chelek, yecholek. Says the Sfas Emes, there is a very interesting theme, he says, b'chola teira kulo, surrounding the word chelek. The word chelek seems to be a very innocent word. Chelek simply means you have a share in something, you have a bit of something, right? But he says, we find something very amokia, says the Sfas Emes. We find that there actually every Jewish neshama comes into the world and is given three chalokim. Right? The first, the chalik that this pasuk is talking about is a chalik in Eretz Yisrael. We're all sitting here in Northwest London, but actually if we knew exactly which Shevet we came from, if we knew exactly the genealogy of our family and which part of the Shevet we came to, we would know that we have, each of us, a chalik in Eretz Yisrael. We've got a chelek. Somewhere in Eretz Yisrael there's a chelek, that's our chelek. Right? Everyone is given a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. That, says the Sfas Emes, is the first chelek, which is given to every yid. The second chelek, he says, we daven for every time. V'sein chelkeinu b'seir asecha. We daven all the time, right? Shebone beis hamikdash, very nice, but v'sein chelkeinu b'seir asecha. Shebone beis hamikdash is what we're hoping for and dreaming for, but in the here and now we need v'sein chelkeinu b'seir asecha, and that's the central bakasha every Shabbos and Yom Tov. V'sein v'mnuchoseinu, kacheinu mitosecha, v'sein chelkeinu b'seir asecha. We haven't got a chelek in Torah, then we're lost, right? Our chelek in Torah is kehem chayenu v'erech yomenu. So that chelek in Torah, that is of the essence. So we have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, that is our national identity. We have a chelek in Torah, and that is our ruchnius identity. And then there's another chelek that Chazal speak about. What is that? Kol Yisrael, Yeshlem chelek, Le'olam Haba. So the Sfas Emes, these are the three chalokim that every yid has, if you like, to use a moshel from our computer world, preloaded into his neshama from birth. You have a chelek in the Olam Haba, and the chelek in Eretz Yisrael, and a chelek in Torah. The issue, though, is these chalokim need to be activated. They can be activated. A person could have a chelek in Torah, given to him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he never activates it, he never switches it on. He never engages in transforming that chelek min ha-koyach al ha-poyel, to bring it out into reality. What is this based on? So this is based on a Gemara in Brachos Daf Hei, which is a really beautiful, magnificent two lines of Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, it's a good source, but Maima Chazal, Shimon Bar Yochai, he says, Shalosh Matonos Toivos, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us three gifts. What are these gifts? Does anyone know this Gemara? What are the three gifts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael? And for each one he brings Pesukim, we won't do that now. One, because the first one is Eretz Yisrael. That's a gift. That was a gift that he gave us. The second is Torah. Right? And the third is Chaya Olam Haba. That we have access to Chaya Olam Haba. That's the third gift. Right? And it's clear that the Sfas Emes, even though he doesn't mention it, he's basing himself on this Gemara. when he speaks about the three chalokim that we've got, he's basing himself on this Gemara. These, every yid is gifted these three special matanas from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there the Gemara adds on another very interesting line, but kulom lo niknu elo al yedei yisurim. But all these three matanas, you could only acquire through yisurim. Now yisurim here doesn't mean, yisurim often means suffering. Here it doesn't mean so much suffering, it means ma'amatzim, right? It means extreme efforts, investing extreme efforts, hard work. It's not so pashut. We know that Kinyan Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael nicknames be Yisurim, and throughout all Dore Doros, going to Eretz Yisrael and conquering and settling Eretz Yisrael has involved Yisurim, and Nebuch nowadays is no different. Right, living in Eretz Yisrael, I can tell you that the Yisurim that people are going through today, in order to protect Eretz Yisrael from Gaza, from Lebanon, from Syria, from Yemen, from Iran, not to mention on the world stage, to protect Eretz Yisrael is Yisurim. Needs extreme efforts, and people are suffering greatly. There are thousands of wounded soldiers, and never lots of fatalities. And these are the Yisurim sheniknes Eretz Yisrael, and it's always been like that. Eretz Yisrael will never come to us glut. It's not smooth. It needs tremendous sacrifices. And that's the Yisurim. So the Daf Gemara there, Brachas Daf Hay, is talking about Yisurim Shel Ahava. There's Yisurim of Oidesh and Yisurim Shel Ahava. What are Yisurim Shel Ahava? Yisurim Shel Ahava are the Yisurim that a person suffers as part of a kinyan of these three matanas. If you use these, if these sort of enable you to make a kinyan on Torah, or a kinyan on Olam Haba by doing things by Mesiras Nefesh, and willing to engage in the Yisurim of Mesiras Nefesh, then you get Olam Haba. Says the Chidah, a Gaonish pshat in this pasuk, which next time you say L'David Hashem Ori V'Yishi, you must promise me that you'll remember this Chidah. So he says, Achas Sha'alti Mesa Shemos Avakesh. What is David HaMelech saying? David HaMelech is talking about Yisurim. He's talking about the Krov Olamai Machaneh, right? He's surrounded by his enemies. Relecha Los Pesori, they want to devour me. I'm in difficult times, right? Obibimi Azavuni, Vashemi Asfeini. So what is he davening for, says the... He's davening that all the Yisurim that he has should be Yisurim to enable him to make a kinyan on Eretz Yisrael, on Torah, and Chai Olam Haba. Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem, says the Chidah, wait for this. This is it, Rabbi. So this is the punchline. Even if this is the punchline. It says, Achas is Roshei Tevas. Aleph is Eretz Yisrael. Chet is Chai Olam Haba. And Tov is Torah. Achas Sha'alti Meis Hashem Osa Vakesh, my Bakosha Takash Baruch is, if I have to go through Yisurim, they should be Yisurim which are Kinyone Torah, or Kinyone Eretz Yisrael, or Kinyone Olam Haba. That's what I'm asking for. I'm asking that all these Yisurim I'm going through should enable me to acquire these great, the Sholosh Matanas Tovas of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. And that is really very beautiful. The Chidah says it in the name of Arizal, but a very beautiful, a completely new dimension to the pasuk. The pasuk is giving us a hidden message, right? The message that everybody has a potential in all these three fields, but one has to know how to activate it, right? A person can have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael and spend his whole life ignoring Eretz Yisrael. Ignoring, who cares about Eretz Yisrael? Sadly, in Chutz La'aretz, we're very comfortable, and we tend to sometimes forget that there is Eretz Yisrael. So not everybody can go and live in Eretz Yisrael, but one should have a chelek and it's supporting somebody or something in Eretz Yisrael, that Achamev Esrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to ask each of us, "Nu, in your generation, I gave you the greatest gift to Klal Yisrael, that you've got access to a Jewish sovereign land of Israel, something which for 2,000 years the Yozaidas never had. What did you do with it? So you've got to say, I did something, I supported something, I had a chelek, I had a piece of land, I had a dira, I went there regularly and I connected to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Look, Eretz Yisrael is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it needs to be activated, right? And even if you can't live in Eretz Yisrael, as many people can't for various reasons, one should still dream about living in Eretz Yisrael. You've got to dream. And if you dream long enough, maybe one day circumstances will allow it to happen. Who knows? Right? But if you don't dream about it, then your chelek is a verschloffene chelek. It's verschloffen, it's never activated. And therefore, and the same is true about Torah. A person can be given a gift in Torah, or a chelek in Torah, but he just never sits down and learns. So therefore, he never discovers what his chelek is. There's a shtickle musa here in this chidah, right? Achav sha'alti meis Hashem osa avakesh, I will pursue, Dovid HaMelech is saying. I will pursue these three chalokim, the Aleph, the Chet, and the Tov, right? The Eretz Yisrael, the Chayal and Habo, and the Torah. I will pursue that, even if it involves Yisurim, because that is the ultimate Bakosha. That's my ultimate goal in Eretz Yisrael. I want to just finally, I have another couple of minutes, no?
Seven minutes.
Right. So actually, I'd like to share with you a little story, which made it had an impact on me, and it's a story of our times. We all know one of the great nisyonos Klal Yisrael went through in the last year and a half, and are still going through. Is the Nisayan of the hostages. Yidden who were taken hostage, the Shavuyim, the Chatufim as they're referred to in Israel, who were snatched from their homes, people were slaughtered and homes were burned down, and lots of people were taken into captivity. Here's an interesting story of a young lady, which I'd like to share with you, by the name of Sapir Cohen. If you have a few extra minutes, you should get online, go to YouTube, and write in the word Sapir Cohen. If you've got YouTube, of course, not everyone's got YouTube. But Luyatsuya, you had an opportunity to look at YouTube. Put in Sapir Cohen and hear the story firsthand from this young lady. A young lady in her early 20s. From a family who were not what we would call Shemri Mitzvahs, but Masortiyim. In Israel, there are lots of families who are Masortiyim. They are traditional. In other words, they live with Emunah. They live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're just not halachically educated for whatever reasons it is. Anyhow, she speaks about the fact that at a certain point in her early 20s, she wasn't feeling well, and she went to doctors for all sorts of tests. They couldn't find anything. She went and spoke to her Rav, and the Rav said, say a Perek to Tehillim every day, and this will help you. So she says, what Perek should I say? She says, Perek Kaf Zayin, L'dovad Hashem, Erevriya, she say this Perek of Tehillim. So she starts saying the Perek of Tehillim. She learns it off by heart. She says it every day. She doesn't understand completely. This Perek of Tehillim is actually not about people who are ill or getting better or for Shalem or nothing at all. It's about, as we know, it's about Itachne Olay Machane, La Yira Libi, Imtokim Olay Milchoma, Bezlos Ani Betach. It's about Milchoma, it's about enemies, Lechalos Besorei, who are surrounding me, trying to devour me, and I will put my Betach on, right? Only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But she says it every day. What happens is, she lives in a town called Nir Oz. I've been to Nir Oz. Nebuch, it's a yishuv near the border of Gaza. And today it's a ghost town. It's just burnt down, burnt out houses. Hundreds of people were massacred there. She was taken into captivity as a young woman. And she remained in captivity for a few months. And I don't need to tell you, we can't even imagine what type of suffering that is. What type of starvation and humiliation and abuse and whatever she suffered together with all the other chatafim. I won't go into that at all, but she went through a horrible time. And then in the first exchange of hostages, she came out. She was released. And she gets on Israeli television, and you can see that she has a lot of inner strength. And that this experience has not crushed her. Most of the chatafim came out, and they were tzabrach and a yidden for obvious reasons. And she wasn't. And she says, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, on the Israeli television, it's on the YouTube, what happened to me? I went into captivity, but I had with me something very special. I had with me L'dovid Hashem Ori V'yishi. I had a perek of Tehillim that I said repeatedly every day. And that gave me a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I knew I wasn't alone. I knew that I had a connection to Ribbono Shel Olam. And that perek of Tehillim gave me strength every day. Right. And I shared it with the other hostages. And I even told my kidnappers about it. And I told them, look, we're all creatures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this gave her strength. And she came out. You can imagine this. This woman came out. Baruch Hashem, subsequently, she got engaged, got married. But she's a woman of tremendous emunah. We underestimate sometimes the depth of emunah of people who don't fit exactly into the categories of Frum Yidden that we are accustomed to. But this woman got out in front of the whole of Am Yisrael on television and told them several times. It wasn't just one interview. She mentioned it whenever she could. She knew the whole chapter off by heart, every milah b'milah, and every word meant something to her. And this Berak of Tehillim was her lifeline to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which gave her inner strength in times of unthinkable suffering and deprivation. And I think I got inspired by that story. And when you say L'dovid Hashem Ori V'yishi, you should know that it's not just another mizmor. It actually plays a very important role in the life of Klal Yisrael. It's our kesher to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's our introduction to the Yomim Noraim. It's a way we can refocus on what our ultimate goals in life are and on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us and has got for us, given us a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, in Torah, and in Chayei Olam Haba. And if we are able to activate these halakim, then we can say with David HaMelech, Achas Shalti Meis Hashem, that we're mavakesh from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us live a life of Kirvas Hashem and Bez Hashem. We should have a year of Psuras Tevis and Gelulois and Vishuois, and we should all have a good Gebetsh Diyar. Amen. Thank you.